media work plan geographic coverage, two tools which helps generally, you know, greatly in understanding the geographic coverage is the brand development index, BDI. Okay, BDI stands, this thing, it gives you what? It assists marketers in answering question as to where to allocate the media budget. Okay, where you want to allocate. The index uses the ratio of following two variables. BDI is equal to percentage of the brand to the total sale. So first is a percentage of brand to the total sale divided by percentage of total population in the market. So this percentage of brand to the total sale is what per this thing into the total population, that gives you the BDI. Higher the BDI number means greater potential that exists in a particular market. So next is the CDI, that is category development index. In brief, particular area which you want to tap through your media, you calculate CDI means what is the category index means if that area, say in the state of Maharashtra, you want to have the packaged goods related promotion. So you will find out what is the total Maharashtra's packaged good promotion or say like average this thing, and then you will plot this to the all India. So suppose if the Maharashtra achieves say 500 units and all India is 1000, or say all India is 10,000, then it is 500 divided by 10,000. So that gives you the idea as to the scope exists to develop category in that market. If the CDI is high, that means category is already kind of too cluttered. So there, that means you will have to probably spend little more. So here is that compared to a manner similar to BDI, this index is the ratio of two variables. So CDI stands for the category development index, calculates the percentage of the total product category sale in a given market to the percentage of the total population in the market. So that ratio which comes to you enables to determine the potential of or development of the total product category in that market. Now, what is the implications? You have a high BDI and high CDI, high sales potential, maintain advertising, beware of oversaturation. You have high BDI but low CDI, high sales potential, reduce ads and beware of growth ceiling. So this is what they have given you, the media plan, low BDI but high CDI. Media sales potential has to be tapped, increase in the number of advertisements, beware of competition and distribution issues, and both are low. So means low sales potential, you need to increase number of ads, etc. But be careful whether the product is needed in that market or not. So that's how the implication based decisions can be derived. So let's understand now media budget. Media budget is nothing but how much you are allocated financial resource to spend. The right use of the budget is when the most number of target audience are captured with the lowest cost. Every advertiser wants you to do that at a lower cost and gives you the maximum reach and better frequency. So there are some ways in which one can estimate this, okay, and calculate cost per impression, cost of the media by to total impressions delivered, that is, that will give you how much you have spent per impression. Impression means how much you have spent for one impression in front of one customer. Cost per 1000 impression, cost of the media total impression delivered to 1000 times. So the, how much you have spent to reach 1000 impressions target. Gross rating point, that is GRP, program rating into total impressions delivered. So program rating is one index, and when that is multiplied by the impressions delivered, so that is that another cost per 1000, what you get is the gross rating points and cost per rating points. Cost of the media buy per vehicle rating. So it is like a how much you paid for that media divided by what is the rating of the particular vehicle, particular media vehicle that you have chosen. So these are some of the ways that a budget can be calculated. So you may give in your brief one amount, But media guy will work the other way around to try and see that budget that you're given is justifiable, or he has to ask you for something more. Two basic calculations are used for media vehicle cost, that is CPP and CPM. Okay. So, cost per rating point, that is CPP, that gives you the cost of a 30-second commercial divided by the rating of the media vehicle in which the advertisement is placed. Then CPP is obtained. So, that is CPP is the cost of the ad and rating of the vehicle. Okay, then cost per 1,000 impression, called cost per mille, which is, it is the cost to have 1,000 members of the target audience exposed to your given advertisement. Impressions are defined as opportunity to see. CPP on one hand does not contain the size of the vehicle audience, but CPM considers the size of the vehicle audience. So gross impression is equal to audience size into rating of the media. And therefore, CPM is cost into gross, cost divided by gross impression, that gives you cost per mille. So that's how the two basic calculations that media planner uses. Now let's know a little bit about the media consumption. It is a sum of information taken in by an individual. Okay, it includes activities such as interaction with new media, reading books and magazine, watching television, listening to radio, consumption, like we consume food, here media consumption, what has been consumed by the customers. There are several studies that are conducted to understand the media consumption using different media research. Commercial research data helps media planner to get that much needed understanding, and that understanding media planner is able to translate into proper media planning and thereby optimizes your media budget. Continue to understand what is media consumption. That's a reach or fragmentation of a matrix. X is a thumb rule for the type of media to be used for the population of the target consumer and accessibility thereof. So we have earlier studied what is fragmentations. Now fragmentation can be low, fragmentation can be high. Now, what if you have a reach issue? So, reach high, reach low. So, if the fragmentation is low and you want high reach, so you can consume less publication, be less outdoor, be less, provide less insertions. Low fragmentation and you want low reach. So, again, less publications, but be more outdoor and more insertions in the same media that you can do. High fragmentation and you need high reach. That means you need to cover more publication. You have to be less on outdoor. You have to be less on insertions. That is at frequency, so to say. You need reach in a highly fragmented, you need a low reach in a highly fragmented media. Still, you have to consume more publication, you have to go more outdoor, you have to create more insertions. So, this is how the media work plan, when they study all these things, vis-a-vis the challenge that your media plan has, can come out with the appropriate media planning, a list for you. Now, let's understand the scheduling. Scheduling is what you have to reach at the right time, at the right place. So, scheduling is getting the right time slots for the advertisement is every media planner's dream. However, at what cost? Okay, then he has to ask questions like, does the competition ad run simultaneously, parallelly, connectedly? What is it? The primary object of media scheduling is to time the advertisement effort so that they will coincide with the potential buying period. Every product has a buying cycle, toothpaste and various things we take, hair oil is generally a monthly cycle. Earlier that grains and all used to be once in a year, then it became once in a quarter. Now probably many households are buying every month. So that's a buying cycle. However, things like say shaving gel or things like maybe perfume, that is once in 3 months or once in 6 months as per your usage. Okay. to coincide. However, you have to remain in a such a state that your brand do not go out of the eyes of your or the mind of your target customer. So depending on the industry in which you are, depending on the competitiveness, etc., there are three types of media scheduling methods emerge. One is a continuity, which is on a certain periodic continuity, your ad will continue to come. Either every day, every week, or once every month, but it will surely come. This is useful for the product which has a continuous consumption, fast moving consumer goods, etc. Flighting, which is intermittently, you will take a high advertisement, and interim phase you will not advertise. This may be suitable for like seasonal product like ice cream or wools in the winter, etc. So that's a flighting, this thing. Pulsing is a combination of both, which is gives you the advantage of continuity, so allows you to remain in front of your audience, but it also coincides with your business need. So maybe in season you can have high, other season low, or maybe in the first 10 days of the month you take a high and then remain static, etc. Cold beverage in hot summer, rest of the time also people consume, they also advertisement, but they probably get into the steady state. But come summer, maybe every 15 days they will intensify, then lie low again, every 15 days intensify, lie low. So that is a kind of a pulsing. We now need to learn media exposure. Okay, it is necessary to analyze how many exposure or impression one can afford to deliver the message in a comprehensive manner that will create a intrinsic action in the targeted customer. So what we need to understand is certain media exposure level. First is the share. What percentage of household with the television on was watching a particular program? So you first, suppose it's a television as a media, if you have used, you need to first determine when that particular ad was released, what was the percentage of television viewership. So you have total television viewership available, but that day and that time, what happened? Frequency. How many time was the target market exposed over a given period? Or many times you are required to have a certain minimum frequency. That minimum frequency means these are mandatory for your ads to be first remembered, comprehended, create that sense of need and compelling the action. So if you do 2-time insertion, it may not be, people may forget, it is only after, psychologists say only after 6 frequent exposure, person remembers the advertisement. So more you do, the likelihood of action increases. Third is the reach. How many target members you want to expose them at least once so that they become aware about it. Reach is a non-duplicate number, we will learn ahead. And rating, what percentage of the household was watching a particular program. So that's a rating. Here share is the viewership share, here rating is percentage of household that watched that particular program. So that's an exposure. You get an idea about media exposure. This can be planned before and then can be monitored after the campaign. Media frequency, now we come to understand that concept. Media frequency, I have already briefly touched, it's a level beyond which your ads will be first remembered, then comprehended, then it will incite a person, he will create a desire, and then he will compare to act upon. So to determine the effective frequency, there are numerous factors that needs to be considered, which is both marketing factor, message specific, creative factor, and even media specific. So let's understand them. First is the usage cycle. Product needing to be replaced frequently, using higher frequency to maintain top of mind awareness. Toothpaste, toothbrushes, we use so frequently and we buy them so frequently. So therefore, you have to understand that usage cycle, and such product needs to be always on top of mind. So you require more frequency. Brand history. Now new brand requires to create a higher frequency because they are still starting. They have to create category awareness, they have to create brand awareness. Then from aided recall to become unaided recall come into the evoke set, that is set of brand called when the decision is to be made, etc. So you can understand that share of voice in the total market, the media spend that you will do will get you what share vis-a-vis competition. Now this is when matched with your expected market share, you will come to know whether you are underspending, overspending, reasonably spending. We discuss about purchase cycle, that is the frequency at which products are purchased. Overall in the top, usage cycle, wherein we said product needing to be replaced frequently requires more top of mind awareness. So depending on the usage, the consumptions are linked. So you have to have top of mind if it is a high consumption, high usage item. Last is the target group. That is, of course, you need to know everything about your target group, how they learn, how they analyze information, how they retain message. So those aspects about the media decides your frequency number that is needed. Then we come to understanding of a media strategy. Four scenarios are there generally which can occur while you are developing a media strategy. Okay, media strategy is what you need to match the coverage of the media, especially the vehicle, which is taking your message to the target market. So how do you do that? So first understand the four scenarios. First on the top left hand side, full media coverage to the target market. Now if that is a scenario, ideal situation, they say, very difficult to achieve because hardly any client gives you so much of a budget. Second, to my right on the top, partial media coverage, leaving some customers without exposure. So exposure is minimum. You also leave out some customers. It means your media plan is to improve. You have to decide whether reach is important or the frequency is important. In short, you have to decide how to improve your exposure. Third, in the right hand side, bottom, media coverage exceeds target audience. Media coverage exceeds target audience. It gets overspilled. That means you are wastage of effort, waste of money. And fourth, which is left bottom, media coverage is in proportion to the total population. Here also there is a scope exists to improve. You can optimize. Okay. Once you do this, your ability to set the strategy comes in. This definitely the next step is therefore to analyze and choose appropriate media or look at how many insertions, what kind of insertions, the place you have taken, etc. Poor planning in the placement will compromise the noticeability. So your advertising objective may also suffer. This is also increasingly difficult due to explosion of media. At this stage, the media planner works with the creative team and account people to understand the objective of the campaign. They align by themselves together, though the media planning objective is a probably separation, creative objective separation. But if they unify, then that integrated communication, this thing will come out best. So let's understand how do you evaluate your media work plan. There are various research methods. First is the observation, wherein you actually collect how consumer behaves at a various point of purchase. It is time consuming and difficult. Second is a survey, where you conduct a survey of a sample targeted customer, either in the beginning, middle and at the end of the campaign, probe certain aspects and determine. Third is a feedback option like customer care, coupon system, toll-free numbers, internet. Many times after the advertisement and you interact with the advertisement, they ask you a feedback question, etc. So that's what is a feedback. Prompt can reach wider audience and can probably get you the minimum number expectations and maybe economical. Tracking is used in online world. So online world, various digital platforms gives you a tracker, or it is feasible to track them, because this media has a backend digital data compilation that gives a complete idea about new visitors, existing visitors, page duration, etc., interaction of the page, etc. So that way you can determine whether your media this thing has worked or not, for which some of the term that we need to be familiar with in terms of your media plan, work plan evaluation, rating point, percentage of given population group that uses specific media vehicle, it gives you the idea whether your vehicle that you have chosen going to more people or very restricted audience, share, household person using television, percentage of homes of people watching TV at any given point of time, gross rating point, earlier also equation wise we have seen, total number of ratings for different media vehicles, gross impression, translation of GRP into number of people, number of audience exposure into number of times they will see our vehicle in a day, cost per rating point, CPP, that is cost of buying one rating point in a given media vehicle. They may sound to you complex. I also probably suggest you don't have to like struggle too much to remember broadly. Yes, you have to see the evaluation part and cover it in a generic manner. Circulation, that is number of copies of a publication sold through various forms, and readers per copy, that is readership, average number of people who read each time every issue of your publication. So there are bodies who publish circulation. Audit Bureau of Circulation provides the circulation data. IRS, Indian Readership Survey, gives you idea about the readership. Circulation means how many house your newspaper has reached. I'm giving you an example. Readership, in this house, how many individuals read that newspaper? So in every house, there are more than one people. So that readership gives you the idea of people using it. So now we get into understanding key media challenges. Media strategy concerns include some of the basic aspects like a media mix, that is what all you have selected, online, offline, within that, what all you have chosen. Target market, the coverage of the target market, your ability to cover geography, where your target market resides, and your ability to schedule it well so that you reach at the right time, at the right place. So some challenges faced by the media planner, this is of course, these are as follows. Globalization of media channels. Now, media channels spread has become very vast. So you have probably an Indian channel, but that may be going to surrounding country, say like Bangladesh, Pakistan, etc. Now, whether you want that media to pay people to receive it or not, these people may charge you for giving you that coverage. So that's a one big constraint. Different media having different penetration. So media, as per the popularity, differ geography to geography. So now it becomes a challenge for you to decide which media is suitable. You probably cannot generalize across type, across geographies, etc. The prominence of a social media, this is growing, but social media is also very difficult to determine the purpose for which the individual uses. Is he in a frame of mind to see any advertisements? So that's where the question comes. The growth of internet advertising, that has also proliferated so much. Now it is generating a clutter. Customer has gone in a habit of probably ignoring it. So these are the challenges. Furthermore, out of the many, there are two main challenges. The right balance between the cost and the effectiveness. So you have to strike a balance between total outlay. That total outlay has to match with your effectiveness, performance criteria. So that's one part. The second is the right extent of media reach. So what is that media reach that you want to offer it to your client? That is very important. So understanding that further, the key media challenge, we are specifically understanding one part, media effectiveness at the right cost. So to understand this effectiveness vis-a-vis the cost equation, the media planner needs to make the budget optimized, for which the cost per thousand has to really actually come down. Now cost per thousand is a two subsets, audience and the cost of the media. So cost per mile, mile, as we said, CPM is used as a comparative device. the lowest cost per thousand medium is the most efficient, with all other environmental and other factor being equal. So CPM is calculated as total cost to get a specific number of impressions divided by 1000, multiplied by 1000. My apology. The account planner needs to keep a watch on whether the effectiveness of the quality of the media plan are not compromised for the lower cost. So he has to strike a balance between CPM, the cost he gives, versus the effectiveness that he will derive. The next is the media reach. We have studied earlier the frequency and we have been studying some related aspects. Now comes the media reach. This is also a unique goal or the objective for media planning. The real reason to advertise is to reach the target audience. Target audience to be reached in a most effective way. This should include the time of the day, the position, the placements, the size, the frequency, etc. So what is this that we want to achieve with the minimum of a clutter? It is very important to achieving the right media mix. Media mix is all the media tool that you use to engage with your right customer. It is therefore important for the marketer to use mixed media. They try to balance various media usage that target market, your target customers may be consuming. Okay. And that way you can influence the behavior. But we still need to understand the concept of media reach. Understanding the consumer and including the different channels they use and the reason why they choose particular channel is a very critical decision. By analyzing reach and the frequency data, one can find out how many people saw the ad and how many times they saw the ad. Okay, so that's a frequency tells you how many time, but how many people saw the ad, it's a reach that you have to calculate. So what is reach? Reach is the number of unique customers exposed to a particular advertisement during a specified period of time. Now, unique customer needs to be understood. Unique means minimum number of time a unique user saw the ad within a given time. At least once. That word will come later, but I am just preempting it. At least once. So you have a campaign plan of say 3 months and you are releasing in newspaper, you are releasing on TV, you are releasing on say digital. The reach is if Ashish Hathi has seen the newspaper advertisement once, then that's the reach. Then Ashish Hathi sees it on the television or other thing is a different thing. You have in the newspaper itself done four advertisement inserts. Ashish Hathi has seen all the four, but that second, third and fourth will not come in the reach calculation. It is a unique, only once. That's what is counted as a reach. First airing, second airing and 10th airing. So this is how the example is given to you. All viewers are new. Entire audience is unduplicated. Can you reach all? You may not. You know, all may not be watching that program. All may not be watching that newspaper. So, in first airing, it is not possible that you get 100% reach. In the second airing, when you do that, some viewers are new and some viewers are old. That is, he is seeing it for the second time. Seen the message before. There will be many who have seen the before. That is that old customer. Some reach and you get some frequency. So some new that you have captured in your second airing, that adds to your reach. And those old whom you have touched, they become frequency of yours. Okay. 10th airing. Most viewers have already seen it. Very few will be the new. So by the time 10th airing, your reach will improve. But yet it just calculates non-duplicated customer. Exposure mainly builds frequency. So more second, third, fourth, fifth. If suppose the same customer keeps watching that advertisement, it has given a high exposure, which is a result of more frequency that you have planned. Reach, however, grows slowly because reach only accounts for non-duplicated addition. So if suppose in the first airing, there are 100 is your target population. First airing, say 40 people have seen your ad. In the second airing, say 60 people have seen your ad, but out of that only 10 were different. So your reach will be 40 plus 10. So reach will become 50 in the 10th airing. Okay, you realize, say like 90 people saw the ad. However, out of that only 20 were new. So 60 plus 20, so 80 is your reach. So that's how the reach builds, non-duplicated. Frequency is number of times that you have played. So exposure has become 90 by the time of 10th airing. So that is what one has to understand. To give